So welcome everybody to Webinar Wednesday from Sight and Sound Technology. My name is Stuart Lawler. It's lovely to be back with you all again for this, the 10th of February. It's hard to believe that we are in our second week into spring, and we hope everybody is staying safe and well. This week, delighted to be joined by my colleague Sharon Lyons, and Carl Brayley will be here shortly. He's a little bit held up, but he is joining us later on. Wouldn't quite be Webinar Wednesday without Carl, but Sharon, delighted to have you and thank you for joining us again. Now, today we're delighted to be joined by Pramit Bulgarba and his colleagues, and they are going to be talking about an app called Lui Voice, and we'll come back to Pramit in just a moment. If you listen to the Sight and Sound Technology podcast, you will have heard Pramit on a recent show talking all about Lui Voice, this amazing way to control your phone and use a multitude of apps with just your voice. And I know in some respects, I wish I had this app 10 or 11 years ago because I really struggled when I was using touchscreens for the start, had all sorts of crazy times with it. And I'm actually really interested in this app now as a productivity tool. So very much looking forward to hearing all about Lui Voice in just a sec. Before we do that, though, a couple of things. First of all, if you would like to interact with us today using the Zoom meeting platform, and we really hope that you do, you can raise your hand by pressing Alt and Y on Windows or activating the raise hand button on your mobile app if you're using a mobile phone or tablet. Or you can type in the chat field by pressing Alt and H on Windows or activating the chat button. Now, Pramit and his colleagues have a presentation which they're going to give to us, including a video and then a demonstration of Lui Voice itself. We'd ask you please to hold your questions until the end, and then we'll have plenty of time to take them all. So if you want to raise your hand, that's fine, but we won't be going to questions until Pramit gives me the nod that it's okay to do so. Just a quick mention for our colleagues at the Assistive Technology Social Hub. That's Sam Coulson and Stuart Beveridge. Great collaboration that we're doing with Seascape. And next Thursday, they're hosting In Your Pocket with Natasha Baharnes, who is actually here today. And In Your Pocket is this great all-in-one mobile solution that allows you access all sorts of content. So that's coming to next Thursday at 10 a.m. If you want to know more information, go on to our website or get in touch with us. And this day, 2 weeks for Webinar Wednesday on the 24th of February, by popular demand, it's an open surgery. You set the agenda, you come with your questions, and we will be joined on the panel that day by Will Burton from our tech support desk, and be chatting to Will, finding out a little bit more about him, and hopefully putting some of your questions to him in the hope that he can help us answer them. So that's this day, 2 weeks on Webinar Wednesday. But now I'm delighted to welcome Pramit Bulgarba from Lui Voice. My pronunciation is not very good, Pramit, so apologies. And Pramit and his team have come, I believe it's 7:30 p.m. where Pramit is, so we greatly appreciate these guys giving up their evening to talk to us about Lui Voice and the huge potential that this software has for people who are blind and low vision, and indeed other people who just want to be able to use their voice to control their phone. Pramit, it's lovely to have you. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll hand over to you.
Thank you, Stuart. And it's absolutely wonderful to be here. Hello, everybody. I'm Pramit. I'm the founder of Lui Voice Control. And today, with me are two of my colleagues, both much younger and much smarter than I am. There is Mayank. And we have
Hello, everyone.
Jyoti. Maybe you guys may want to call her Jo. It may be easier that way.
Hello, Joe.
Okay, so Joe is probably muted, so I'll carry on. So I'll just quickly talk about the concept of Lui, and maybe I'll try not to bore you with my little bit of my background. I'll be quick on that. So the concept of Lui is very simple, and the thought is, can I, with just voice commands, manage everything within within a supported app or a popular app that I like, and also the phone functions? So can I manage it all with just voice commands? Now, a bit of my background, I used to be actually sighted, and I'm a computer engineer. I did my MBA. I went on to work with companies like Unilever, Motorola, Quest Diagnostics. And it was about 21 years back when a drug reacted on my retina and on the macula, and the vision sort of dropped overnight. And then it kept dropping, you know, as the years went by. Initially, I was getting some corrections, so I continued working. And about 9 years back, when I realized that suddenly everything was wavy, cloudy, foggy, I couldn't read anything. Even the biggest font, I couldn't read. And that was a bit of a jolt for me, honestly, because I was still trying to live in the past. And I was doing that time senior level jobs. So I was trying to just, you know, think, oh, will I be able to do this, do that? And the bottom line was that I just lost confidence. 2.5-3 years, I was sitting at home. I call it like a lost phase. At this time, I think the way Stuart mentioned, you know, I was also struggling with touch screen phones, and I was struggling with the screen reader. First time I used it, I didn't know how to get out of it. So I had to Google it, you know, because I just thought it has locked my phone because the gestures are completely different. But, you know, when I look back today, all that experience actually helped shape up thoughts for Louis. So, you know, and I think a couple of chance events which really got me onto this. So first one was I met a senior executive at a venture capital company. You might have heard of Sequoia Capital. They are in US, very big right here in India. And he was the one who pushed me, saying, why don't you build apps which will help solve your problem and maybe, you know, help other visually impaired friends as well across the world. I can tell you, starting, you know, the thought of starting, you know, doing a startup can be pretty daunting. And it wasn't easy. And then, of course, the bigger thing was, you know, I was at that time telling him, okay, this is not so great, that is not so great. And he asked me, turn around and said, okay, so define for me very briefly, what is great? And I can tell you that's amazingly difficult, putting it down on a half sheet of paper. It's easy to crib and cry, but, you know, to put down what is going to be good or great is not easy at all. So where I got a thought was that was just I had gone to meet a friend, a chance meeting, and he took my smartphone on the way back. And he said, why don't I book Uber for you? I said, not a bad idea. So he put in my destination, told me the options that Uber was showing, and I selected one. Similarly, he told me the rides, the fare, and he gave me the options. I selected again the ride, and he booked it for me. He confirmed everything before that, and he even called up the driver for me. On the way back in Uber, I just thought this was an amazing experience because as a visually impaired, I want to be independent, and yet I want to be in control. Now, here there was an experience which was highly convenient, and of course, I was the one making all the decisions. And then a thought struck me. It was like I call it a eureka moment for me. When suddenly I said, what if I were to build a virtual friend right here on the phone screen, which will do exactly what my friend was doing. It will do a continuous two-way voice interaction with me. It will do each and everything within a supported app. It will give me all the options. And knowing that I cannot see the screen, it will do a different kind of holding that a blind person requires. And this is what really led to the birth of Louis Voice Control. So what I would like to do is just show you a short video, which will, you know, I think which will bring that concept to life. And then we will straight away get onto the demonstration of the app. Meg, if you can start with the video.
Hey, I'm Pramit. I'm the founder of Louis Voice Control. Louis allows users to completely control apps with just voice commands. As a visually impaired, there was a phase in life when my vision was dropping drastically. I was lost. I just didn't know how to deal with this condition. Low vision and falling rapidly. I found myself seeking help for the simplest things in life, making phone calls, managing my contacts, moving around in Uber, staying connected on WhatsApp, and even listening to my audiobooks and music. It was all just getting difficult by the day. And then a turnaround happened. A sighted friend was helping me book Uber. he kept asking me questions, doing the selections. And voila, the booking was done. And this got me thinking. This was a eureka moment. What if I could, right on this phone screen, build a virtual friend, exactly like my friend who was helping me book an Uber? And thus, Louis was born. Louis is that dependable friend we are all looking for. Just give it voice commands and it will do the task to the full. This will allow you to voice control apps completely. Hey, Louis.
Hello, Pramit. Good to see you. Which app would you like to use? YouTube, or Uber, or WhatsApp?
Uber.
Say or spell destination.
Park Plaza.
Park Plaza Gurugram. Would you like to select this location?
Yes.
Let's select a ride. Moto, 152 rupees.
Uber Go.
Uber Go, 2, 104 rupees.
Select.
Your pickup location is Hotel Radisson. Your destination is Park Plaza Gurugram. Payment method, test payment. Good to go with Uber Go.
Confirm.
Your booking is confirmed. Your driver is 8 minutes away. Driver profile, 5.0 star rating, white Chevrolet Aveo. Call or message driver.
Message.
Speak your message.
I'm wearing a blue shirt.
Got it.
Send.
Message sent.
You must be wondering, how is Louis different from voice assistants? Alexa, Google, Siri. Well, there is just no comparison. Voice assistants tend to be just too superficial. They will only do two or three things within an app. And they have the nasty habit of going silent all the time. In comparison, Louis will allow you to completely, inside out, control apps with just voice commands. And Louis does so in a continuous, two-way human interaction, something that every human needs. Louis has come a very long way. It can now voice control YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp, contacts, and phone calling, and many more apps are on the way. There is, however, one missing ingredient: your feedback and your suggestions. This is the only way we can make it work for the entire visually impaired community. Please try out Louis. I would love to talk to you. I am fully committed to making Louis work for all of us. Thank you so much and welcome to Louis.
YouTube.
Please tell me the name of the video you want to search for.
Happy Original.
Pharrell Williams Happy, official music video, 4 minutes, 1 second. Would you like to play this video?
Yes.
Okay, playing video. Skipping ad.
It might seem crazy.
Video pause.
Forward 37 seconds.
Forwarding.
Here's why. Because I'm happy.
Comment.
Speak your comment.
Hey, this is a great one.
Got it.
Send.
Comment added.
Share video.
Okay, sharing on WhatsApp. Say contact name.
Boss.
Video shared, going back to YouTube.
Contact.
Create a new contact, or search for an existing contact.
New contact.
Please speak the number you want to save.
Plus 1-203-458-2829.
Say or spell the name by which you want to save this contact.
William.
Contact saved, William.
Delete.
William contact has been deleted.
Edit.
Want to edit name or number?
Name.
Say or spell the new name.
Godfather.
Okay, name edited.
Block.
Okay, contact blocked.
WhatsApp.
Latest chat. Boss, 10:49 a.m. Simran, yesterday.
Go to Godfather.
Opening chat. Receive, today. This message contains contact card. Do you want to save this contact?
Yes.
Say or spell contact name.
Tech Guru.
Save.
Create a new group.
Say contact name.
Godfather. Add.
Say contact name.
Boss.
Set the name of the group.
My mentors.
Group created.
Share location.
Current location or live location.
Current.
Current location shared.
Group call.
Voice call or video call.
Video call.
Starting video call.
Video call.
Reach out to Pramit. Call or WhatsApp plus 9198188600.
Right, Jyoti, are you ready to do the demonstration? Okay, so little bit of, I'll just carry forward from where we left off on the video. So what we'll try and do is just give you a little bit of glimpse of, how the app really works. What are the things that one needs to watch out for? And we'll show some of the demos of some of the new features that we have added to it. And it's a work in progress. So there's a lot of action. We typically release an update every second day for sure, possibly at least five updates a week. And we have also been working on really getting a lot of feedback from the users. And last, I would say 6 months has been actively really understanding what are the pain points, what problems we can solve, what are the new apps that we can voice enable. So I'll give you examples. For example, internet tends to be very patchy across several parts of the world. So now Louis has the ability to work even offline and particularly do things like contacts, phone calling, text messaging, even a little bit of WhatsApp, things which don't necessarily require an internet. For all of us, images are really, I would say, the final frontier, so to say, to conquer. And what we have been able to do in WhatsApp, which is very much like Messenger, where we have seamlessly integrated image recognition as well as OCR. So, and there's a lot of ideas we're working on, and I'm hoping that post the demo in the Q&A, I'm hoping for lots of ideas and feedback and suggestions, which will help us improve the app further and make it work for all of us. So Jyoti, over to you.
I don't think we have any audio there, Pramit, have we?
Jyoti, we cannot hear you.
I don't know if you might need to unmute yourself, Jyoti. Just while we're doing that, just to remind people that you can raise your hand. I know there's been some hands raised. Good news is Carl has joined us. Welcome, Carl.
Thank you. So
Carl will be, you can raise your hand if you want, and we will go to questions at the end of the presentation. You can also type in the chat by pressing Alt and H, or you can tap on the chat button if you wish as well.
Jyoti's actually gone.
I think she may be reconnecting, hopefully. Hopefully, there we go. So she's just come back in. Jyoti, you may need to just connect to audio and you should be back. You should be back with us.
Am I audible now?
We can hear you now. Yeah.
Yes.
Brilliant. Hi, Joe. Welcome.
So hi everyone. My name is Jyoti, and as Pramita said, you can call me Jo, and I'll be demonstrating the Louis voice control. So before I'm going to show how Louis works, what all it can do for you, I'll just quickly explain how you can set up Louis on your device. So for Louis to install on your device, you may need a Android version 7 or later. It will not work below Android 7 devices. So I have just installed Louie from Play Store. And
Louie settings. Turn on Louie voice control. Select OK to go to accessibility settings and enable Louie voice control. Clicking OK button below will take you to accessibility settings.
As soon as you tap on the open button on the Play Store and or you can tap on the Louie settings icon. So this will be the first pop-up you will be shown. And it says that you have to turn on Louie voice control from your accessibility settings. This pop-up itself contains an OK button. On tapping on this OK button, it will redirect you to accessibility settings from where you can enable the Louie service. So I'm gonna do it.
Click OK button. Accessibility setting pop-up. Accessibility. Installed service. Louie voice control off 7 of 8. Louie voice control. Louie voice control. Louie voice control off switch. Double tap to activate.
So I'm just going to turn it on.
Allow button. Louie settings. Louie permissions. In the next few screens, Android will ask you for few permissions which are needed for Louie.
So after enabling the Louie service, there will be a screen which will give you a brief about the permission which Louie takes and why these permissions are needed. So these are total 6 permissions which are needed Louie to operate. So first one is microphone permission to give voice commands to Louie. Phone permission to announce the details of incoming calls. Contact permission to make and manage phone calls. Fourth one is location permission to announce your location for Where Am I feature. And fifth one is read call logs permission to read and browse your call logs, managing your call logs with just voice commands. And the last permission is SMS permission to send text messages or SMS through voice commands. So I'll just tap on this next button and all the permission pop-up will appear one after one and I will just allow them.
Next button. Allow Louie voice control to access your contact. Allow Louie voice control to accept. Allow Louie voice control to record audio. Allow Louie voice control to send and view. Louie voice control. Welcome to Louie.
After you have granted all the permissions to Louie, there will be a welcome screen of Louie, which contains a login with Google button. Here, Louie will ask you to log in with one of your Google account. So basically, it shows that what all we can we support till now, like YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp, contact, phone calling, and now text messages. I'll quickly log in with Google.
Login with Google Play Services. Choose an account. Jyoti Negi. Google Play Services. Louie voice control. Successfully logged in with Google. The magic gesture of Louie. A 2-finger touch is Louie's magic gesture. This is the only gesture that works during a voice session. The magic gesture allows you to interrupt Louie and give your voice commands.
So this is another important point to note about Louie, that Louie is a voice app. It's not a screen reader. Hence, it requires no gestures. So if you are using Louie with your screen reader, like TalkBack, your when voice session is running, your screen gestures, your TalkBack gesture will not work. The only gesture that Louie requires is a 2-finger touch. It's called Louie's magic gesture. So it basically what it does, it interrupts Louie and then you can give your commands faster to Louie. So this screen is basically a practice screen. So I will touch with my 2 fingers on this screen and the setup will proceed to next screen.
Successfully perform the magic gesture. Louie voice control. How should Louie address you?
I have successfully performed the magic gesture and here's a screen in which I can type my name for Louie to call you by name.
Write your name. Showing English. Capital. Y. Editing to edit box. Next button. Currently, I support YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp, contacts, and phone calling. English, US QWERTY, keyboard hidden. 7 tips to use Louie effectively.
So this screen basically shows the 7 tips which are very important to remember while using Louis. The first one is that you have to just listen to very carefully. Louis always gives you option. You just need to listen it very carefully and wait for the beep sound, then speak your command. As I have mentioned earlier, that Louis requires only voice commands, and all other gesture will not work while voice session is running. So you just need to remember one gesture, and that is a 2-finger touch. Internet is must for using Louis, but as Pramit has mentioned, we have introduced phone calling and contacts in offline mode. If you want to put Louis on silent mode anytime, you can do this by quickly turning off your phone screen or by using the command stop, shut up, or silent.
Next button. Louis text to speech settings. Control speed, pitch, and voice of Louis voice control with text to speech settings.
Another very important setup screen. It's Louis text to speech settings. Here you can manually adjust your preferred engine, your TTS speech rate. So I will just change it to.
Not checked, ET Eloquence TTS. Not checked, Google.
Google TTS and
increase speech rate button
will increase my speech rate a bit.
Speech rate 2.0. Speech rate 2.25.
I will demonstrate how you can change your preferred engine and adjust your speech rate just by giving voice commands.
Next button. How to call Louis. 6 ways to start Louis after completing the setup. A quick double shake on switch. Double tap to toggle.
These are the various ways to start Louis after completing the setup. The easiest way is giving a quick double shake to your phone. Other ways are tapping on the start a voice session button displayed on your notification panel. Here it is.
Start Louis voice session. How to call.
And there are several other ways like Louis voice icon, which will be placed on your app drawer. And you can say, hey, Louis on Louis settings screen. Also, you can tap on start a voice session button, which is placed on Louis settings screen. So while I will demoing the app, I will show how you can start Louis by various methods. So I will use a different method every time.
Next button. Tutorial started. Showing lesson 1 of 6. How and when to give commands.
Skipping the tutorial for now.
Default handler. Alert, welcome to Louis. We are almost done with the setup. No gesture will work during the voice session. The only gesture that will work is the magic gesture of Louis, which is a 2-finger touch. Clicking this OK button will automatically start your first voice session.
So here we are, and we are almost done with the setup. And as I have mentioned so many times that no gesture will work during the voice session, and you have to remember only one simple gesture, and that is a 2-finger touch on your phone screen. So this there is a button, OK button on this pop-up, and on tapping on this button, my voice session will start automatically. So first of all, I'm going to demonstrate how I can change my TTS speech rate and preferred engine through voice command. Also, how can you put Louis on silent? And what is the use of 2-finger touch? So I'll just tap on this OK button.
OK button. Hi, Joe. Since this is your first voice session, we recommend you to watch this 1-minute demo video.
3 tips to use Louis effectively. Tip number 1. Easiest way to call Louis is by a quick double shake to your phone. Tip number 2. Easiest way to stop Louis is by turning off your phone screen or giving the command stop or shut up. Tip number 3. Since Louis uses voice commands, all gestures besides a 2-finger touch are deactivated during a voice session. The two-finger touch is the magic gesture of Louis and can be used to interrupt the quick continuous reading of Louis and give your commands. I'll now tap with two fingers on my phone screen and Louis will tell me all the video commands available.
Play, next, forward, rewind, replay, full screen, go to channel for more options.
Forward 53 seconds.
Forwarding. Open YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp contact, call or message.
Change your voice.
Currently selected Google TTS. Choose from Samsung TTS or Auto TTS or Eloquence TTS or Vocalizer TTS. After the beep sound.
Auto TTS.
Just a moment. I am changing my voice.
There you go. I have changed my voice. Open YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp contact or call.
Talk fast.
Speech rate now set to 2.5. There you go. I have changed my voice. Open YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp contact or
talk fast.
Speech rate now set to 2.75. There you go. I have changed my voice.
Talk slow.
There you go. I have changed my voice. Open YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp contact or call.
Shut up.
Shutting down. Louis voice control. Accessibility volume set to 100%.
So now I'm using Louis voice with TalkBack.
Hello, Joe. Louis works on voice commands, hence no gestures on screen are needed. I support YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp, contacts, calls, or messages. Which of these apps would you like to open?
Shut up.
Shutting down. Louis voice control. Accessibility volume set to 100%.
This is called Louis setting screen, and you can say, hey, Louis, here to start Louis.
Hey, Joe.
And it just got started.
I support YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp, contacts, calls, or messages. Which of these apps would you like to open?
Shut up, Louis.
Shutting down. Louis voice control.
You can change all your settings for Louis from this screen. And now I'm going to demonstrate how we can use, how we can book an Uber with Louis. So I'll turn my TalkBack off. I will just do it without screen reader.
TalkBack off.
Hey, Louis.
Bye.
Hey, Joe. To make me talk faster, just say talk fast. I support YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp, contacts, calls, or messages. Which of these apps would you like to open? Give your command after the beep sound, which you will hear now.
Book an Uber to Hotel Radisson.
Opening Uber. Uber is loading. Just a moment. Setting it up. Screen is loading. Getting things ready. Please wait. Searching for destination. Radisson Hotel, Gurugram, Sohna Road, City Center, Main, Sohna Road, Block S, Sector 49, Gurugram, Haryana 12218, India. Would you like to select this location? Yes, no, or let's search again.
Yes.
Let's select a ride, reading rides from low to high fare. Uber Intercity, 0 rupees for your outstation travel needs. Would you like to select this ride? Yes, no, or directly speak the ride name.
No.
Okay, reading next ride.
It will read rides in increasing fare order.
Standard price 13 rupees, actual price 18 rupees and 33 paise. Affordable motorcycle rides, select this ride. Yes, no, or directly speak the ride name.
No.
Okay, reading next ride. Uber Auto 3, 8, 12 p.m. Discounted price 35 rupees. Actual price 37 rupees and 46 paise. Auto rickshaws at the tap of a button. Select this ride. Yes, no, or directly speak the ride name.
Talk slow.
Speech rate now set to 2.5. Uber Auto 3, 8, 12 p.m. Discounted price 35 rupees. Actual price 37 rupees and 46 paise. Auto rickshaws at the tap of a button. Select this ride. Yes, no, or directly speak the ride name.
Uber Go.
Book 4, 8:13 p.m. Discounted price 66 rupees. Actual price 68 rupees and 56 paise. Affordable. Select. Next. Previous. Mark as favorite and more options. Say commands anytime for all commands.
Select.
Your pickup location is Raheja Mall. Your destination is Radisson Hotel, Gurugram, Sohna Road, City Center. Payment method. Cash. Good to go with. Uber Go. Confirm. Edit or cancel.
Confirm.
Okay. Please wait requesting a ride for you.
So now Uber is requesting a ride for me. I have to wait until someone confirms my ride.
Requesting a ride for you. Your booking is confirmed. Your driver is arriving in 1 minute. Driver profile, 4.8 star rating, HR55X4563, Maruti Suzuki Wagonard. Your drive.
Cancel.
Cancel trip. Yes or no?
Yes.
Cancelled. Uber home screen. Say or spell destination or say multiple stops to start multiple stop booking.
Close Uber.
Closing Uber. So which app this time? YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp contacts or call or message.
Shut up.
Shutting down.
So I have done an end-to-end Uber booking using Louis, and I could not demonstrate. You can call or message driver after your booking has been confirmed, but since it's an actual ride, I had to cancel it. So what Louis does is it confirms my destination, and then it speaks the rides in increasing order of their fares, and I can select a ride by saying name of the ride. So now I'm going to demonstrate how we can use YouTube with Louis. What I'm going to do is I will search for a video, I'll play it, and then comment on that video, like sharing it on WhatsApp. All I am going to do just with voice commands with Louis. So this time I'll start Louis by tapping on the Start Louis Voice Session button displayed on my notification panel.
Hey Joe, nice to connect. I support YouTube, Uber, WhatsApp, contacts, calls or messages. Which of these apps would you like to open? Give your command after the beep sound, which you will hear now.
YouTube.
Please tell me the name of the video you want to search for.
See you again.
Sure, opening YouTube. Reading search results for you again. Wiz Khalifa, see you again. FT, Charlie put official video, Furious 7 soundtrack, 3 minutes, 58 seconds. Wiz Khalifa, 4.9B views 5 years ago. Would you like to play this video? Yes, no, or search?
No.
Reading next search result. You again, trailer 2 minutes, 32 seconds, touchstone pictures, 12 meters views. Currently selected you again, trailer 2 minutes.
Previous.
Wiz Khalifa, see you again. FT, Charlie put official video.
Play.
Okay, playing.
Touch the screen with two fingers to pause the video and give your commands.
I will tap with two fingers on this video to pause it.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come along.
Please speak one of these commands. Play, next, forward, rewind, replay, comment, go to channel or more options.
Comment.
Speak your comment.
This is my favorite song.
Got it. This is my favorite song. Send, rewrite, continue writing or cancel.
Send.
Comment added.
Away from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I will again pause the video by two-finger touch.
Please speak one of these commands. Play, next, forward, rewind.
Forward 33 seconds.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
We've come along. Please speak one of these.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Long way.
Came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
I will tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Now I will share it on WhatsApp.
Please speak one of these commands. Play, next, forward, rewind, replay, comment.
Share.
I support sharing through WhatsApp. Continue. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, sharing on WhatsApp. Say contact name or spell first name.
John.
Got it. John. I found one result. John. No more contacts. Select this contact. Search again or cancel.
Select.
Okay. Add more. Done or cancel.
Done.
Video shared screen back to YouTube. Video paused. Please speak one of these commands.
Search.
Please speak the video name.
Shape of you.
Searching. Reading search results for Shape of You. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, official music video, 4 minutes, 24 seconds. Ed Sheeran, 5.1 views 4 years ago. Would you like to play this video? Yes, no, or search?
Yes.
Okay, playing.
Touch the screen with two fingers to pause the video and give your commands.
Loading.
I can easily search for a new video.
Please speak one of these commands. Play, next, forward, rewind, replay, comment, go to channel or more options.
Close.
Close Louis, YouTube or both?
Both.
Bye. Call me back anytime. Bye. Quick double shake to your phone.
So, I have searched for a video in YouTube. Then I played my video. Played one of the video and you just need to touch with two fingers on the video to pause it and then you can give your command. So I have shared video, I commented on that video, I subscribed to that channel, and also with Louis you can forward or rewind to any specific number of seconds or minutes. You just need to give it a command, like I said, forward 33 seconds, and it exactly forwarded my video 33 seconds. If you can, if you want to exit any app, so you can just say close and it will give you option that what do you want to close, Louis, this app or both. So Louis will always gives you option. You just need to listen it very carefully. Now, next app I'm going to demonstrate.
Jyoti, sorry, if you can also show low verbosity now. Move to low verbosity. Yeah.
Okay, Pramit. So if you think Louis talks too much, it gives you all the commands every time. So, and now I'm going to switch it to low verbosity mode. In that mode, it speaks very essential commands only, not just too much. So I'll start Louis. by tapping on this Louis voice icon, and I'm going to demonstrate how you can use WhatsApp with Louis. So I'll just tap on this Louis voice button.
Hello, Joe. Ready to go. Please always remember.
WhatsApp.
One sec. Latest chat. Mayank, 7:27 p.m. 200. Pinned. Would you like to open this chat? Yes, no, or say contact name directly.
Talk less.
Verbosity is set to zero. Now move around faster as no commands will be spoken. Say command anytime for all commands. Mayank, 7:27 p.m. 200. Pinned. Would you like to open this chat? Yes, no, or say contact name directly.
No.
Okay, reading next chat. +91 7451904 67. 8:18 p.m. 300. All about Android. 8:15 p.m. 6400. Muted.
So now I need to touch with two fingers to pause Louis.
8:13 p.m. 100. Muted. VSURELS. 8:13 p.m. 100. Muted.
Previous.
VSURELS. 8:13 p.m. 100. Muted.
Previous.
John, 8:15 p.m.
Latest.
Latest chat. Mayank, 7:27 p.m. Mayank, 7:27 p.m. 200. Pinned.
Open.
Okay, opening. Chat with Mayank. Received, 7:27 p.m. This message contains image of size 30 kilobytes. Would you like me to describe this image? Yes or no?
Yes.
Downloading. Opening image. For reading this image, a special permission is required. Would you like to continue? Yes or no?
Yes.
Please wait. This image contains screenshot, poster, Skype space. Text written on the image are work hard in silence. Let success make the noise. Latest message.
Hey Jyoti, how are you?
No more messages.
New message.
Text message or voice message?
Text message.
Speak your message.
Hi Mayank.
Got it. Hi Mayank. Send, rewrite, continue writing or cancel. Sorry, I missed what you said. Please repeat.
Continue writing.
Continue with space on new line.
Space.
Speak your message.
Good evening.
Got it. Hi Mayank, good evening. Send, rewrite, continue writing or cancel.
Send.
Message sent. New message. Reverse read. Previous. Go back to WhatsApp home. And more options.
Voice message.
Speak after the ping sound. Touch with one finger to send and two fingers to cancel. Speak now.
This is a test message. I am sending it through Louis voice.
Message sent. New message. Reverse read. Previous. Go back to WhatsApp home. And more options.
Go back.
Chat screen. Currently selected. Latest chat. Mayank, 8:22 p.m. Pinned. +91 7451904 +91 7451904 67. 8:18 p.m. 3.
Open.
Okay, opening. Chat with +91 7451904 67. Received. Hi Jyoti, Mona the site. This is my new number. Received. Hi Jyoti, Mona the site. This is my new number. 7:17 p.m.
Add to contact.
Say your spell contact name.
Mona.
Got it, Mona. Save, edit name or cancel.
Save.
Sorry, I missed what you said. Please repeat.
Save.
Okay, contact of Mona has been saved. Chat with Mona. Currently selected. Received. Hi, Jyoti. Mona this side. This is my new number. 7:17 p.m. Received. 7:33 p.m. This message contains image of size 114 kilobytes. Would you like me to describe this image? Yes or no?
Yes.
Downloading. Opening image. This image contains flower, petal, poster, plant, love, flesh. Text written on the image, if we could spread love as quickly as we spread hate and negativity, what a beautiful world we would live in. Latest message. Received. Hey, 8:18 p.m. No more messages.
Share location.
Current location or live location?
Live location.
Choose duration. 15 minutes, 1 hour or 8 hours?
15 minutes.
Live location shared. Latest message. Sent. 8:24 p.m. Delivered. This message contains location map.
Delete message.
Delete for me or everyone?
Everyone.
Deleted. Latest message. Received. You deleted this message. 8. Received. You deleted this message.
Close WhatsApp.
Closing WhatsApp. So, which app this time?
Okay, Jyoti, I think in the spirit of time management, I think we should now open to questions and answers. Stuart, I hope that will be all right.
That's absolutely brilliant, Pramit. And thank you, Joe and Pramit and the rest of the team. Absolutely incredible demonstration there and really interesting to see the app. Just before I hand over to Carl and Sharon, I'm going to just reference an email or two that we got in, Pramit, which they're probably easy enough for you to answer, I think. So I had one email from a lady this morning who says... First email is actually from a gentleman called Steve Hyde Dryden, who's a friend of Webinar Wednesday. This looks like a really good option for a lot of our clients struggling to use various phone options. I have a couple of questions, which I'd be grateful if they could address. And he says, not necessarily during the presentation, but I think one or two of them are definitely worth flagging here. So what is the cost of the app?
So hello, Steve. I think it's a question that, of course, is in our minds always. So right now the app is free, but then, of course, to be able to do a project of this nature, we call ourselves more of a social venture. It's important that we are sustainable as well. So we would be bringing in pricing, but our pricing approach is very, very different from typical accessibility apps. So what we are hoping to do is, number one, start off at a price point which is highly affordable. That's one. Secondly, make sure that, a lot of apps are actually priced in dollars, and then across the world, it just converted into the local currency and most people just find it unaffordable. Now, like I said, I am also visually impaired. There's a very strong social focus. And what we want to do is we want to be sustainable, yet in a way that the app is affordable to not just 2% of the people who can afford the high price, but to practically everybody. So it will be a very, very low price. What we want to do is peg it at a cup of coffee. Price of a cup of coffee is all that you need to pay. And I'm talking of a regular cup of coffee, not a Starbucks coffee. So price of one cup of regular normal coffee is just, that's all you need to pay for 1 month of subscription. And like I said, I think one part of accessibility, when we think of accessibility is, more in terms of the technology terms. But one, I think, angle to accessibility is it affordable? And that's what we really want to achieve.
Okay, you can't go wrong with that. Price for a regular cup of coffee. And just one other question from Steve's email. Does it have its own integrated apps for phone, for the phone itself, emails and or messages, or does it use the Android default or generic apps?
Okay, this is a great question. So what we are doing is that for contacts, phone calling, email, etc., we'll be using the API. So therefore, what will happen is that because different people may use different launchers, SMS launches, text messaging, etc. So because we would be working on API, therefore it doesn't matter which app really you are using for, let's say, your text messages. We just work directly on the Android database.
Okay, fantastic. And one quick final email, and then we'll go over to Carl with the raised hands and Sharon with the chats, from Sheila Foster, who says, it's mentioned that Louis is for Android phones. Does this mean it isn't available for the iPhone? So that's what she's asking.
Okay, this is something that I really want to do, and I'm taking it like a personal challenge. We will start work on iPhone technical feasibility in the second half of this year. And I'm very, very hopeful to get it going for iPhones as well.
Okay, absolutely fantastic. And I know we talked about that on the podcast as well. Now, I know there's some hands raised. I would just ask before we start, if we try and get as many questions in, if you can please keep your questions short and give Pramit time to answer your questions, it would be much appreciated. So I think we'll hand over to Carl. Welcome back, Carl.
Thank you very much. Via the car.
How are the raised hands doing?
Via the car on my laptop. I'm not driving. I'm not driving, just to make people aware.
All for the that love of sight and sound. You broadcast from your car.
Exactly. I've got Christy Ward to start with. Christy, if you could just unmute yourself.
Christy's a regular attendee. I just need to unmute yourself, Christy, and ask your question.
There we go.
I'm unmuted.
Yeah.
You're fine. All you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, just a quick one. You probably covered this in the demo. Sorry, I've forgotten your name, the gentleman who's invented this wonderful concept.
Yeah, Pramit.
Pramit. I nearly called him Louis.
You can call me Louis. I love that. Okay. It's a better name, by the way.
Okay. Can your wonderful device do audio description? And when I say audio description, if you're running it with a TV or doing a video, speaking into it like a microphone. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, not yet, but it's a great idea. So this is something we like to work on, actually, honestly. Mm-hmm. We haven't yet thought about it, so it's a good idea.
Okay.
Thanks, Christy. Thank you for your question. Appreciate mm-hmm. it. Okie doke.
All right, next one. Fatih. Let me just do this one. Fatih, it's all yours if you can unmute yourself.
Fatih? Yeah, I'm here, yeah. I'm
Hi,
here.
We can hear you. How are you?
How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. Good
yes.
to hear you.
I have a few questions. I think some of them have been answered already, like the iPhone. But I checked now the App Store. I found the app in the App Store already. That means it's there and some people download it and start using it in the iPhone. I'm not sure about this. This is number one. Number two, sounds like this app works only in English. Does it work with other languages? And number three, what is the difference between VoiceOver and Louis app in terms of, as you know, the iPhone, you can use the Siri, which is Siri can do a lot of things really, as the same as Louis. And you said the regular cup of tea, coffee or tea, he said, I can't remember. But I don't drink tea either, tea or coffee at all. What shall I do?
Bottle of water.
Okay, so right now it's available only on Google Play Store. Stuart, just help me if I forget, one of the questions.
Sure.
I think I'll jump to the most important one that you raised. How is it different from a voiceover or a Siri? So I think the part of voiceover is the easy one because that's a screen reader. While here, this is more like an app where you are doing a continuous voice interaction and you're giving voice commands. In screen reader, of course, we have to use the gestures on the screen and do everything ourselves. The difference is here, Louis does it for us. The difference with Siri, and I think I'd mentioned it in the video, there are, I think, to my mind, three fundamental differences. See, number one is Louis is right now will do each and everything. And we saw that, it can do each and everything within a supported app. If you take an Alexa or Siri or a Google Assistant, they typically do a few things, two or three things within each app. They won't really do end to end. Let's say like the way we showed an Uber booking, which is being done end to end. And being able to do everything within that, even post-booking, you can change your destination, you can share your trip with your dear ones, etc. So it allows you to, you know, you can do multiple stop booking. So that's difference number one, that Louis allows you to do each and everything within a supported app. The second big difference, and we saw it, is a continuous voice interaction, a two-way human interaction that Louis does, which again, Siri will not do. And thirdly, this is something that we couldn't show you, but you can start wherever. So let's say you were inside, let's say you've already done your Uber booking, you do a double shake of the phone, Louis comes on, it automatically figures out where in the app you are, and it just takes off from there. Now, if you see the voice assistant, they're typically programmed to always start from, scratch. You can't open a screen and, it doesn't recognize that. It will always start in a certain way it has been programmed. So these are, I would say, three big differences with Siri.
Brilliant. Thanks, Pramit. And thanks, Fatty, for your question. That's fantastic.
Right. Andrew Summers, another regular for us.
Absolutely. Up in Glasgow, if I'm not mistaken.
Hello. Good afternoon. And hi, welcome Andrew to that app. I'll tell you, it's brilliant. But a quick question about the pausing and stopping when playing stuff on YouTube. If you've got a dexterity problem and you can't use two fingers, can you configure it to use one finger?
Oh, yes. This is absolutely, I think, a wonderful question. And yes, it can be completely configured. Not only that, and so right now we are building it, keeping visually impaired in mind, but for people with motor disability, I think this is something that we can very easily adapt it to use with, whatever is easy. Ideally do it with voice, but then, sometimes when YouTube video is playing and you're trying to say, hey, Louis, it may not work. And Android also has certain technical restrictions in terms of whether the microphone is open all the time. But one finger, we can certainly do that. Very easily achievable.
Brilliant. That is well done. It's a great app. I might have a go with it because sometimes I prefer to talk to my device than actually try and do commands.
Brilliant. Okay. Thanks, Andrew. That's absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Andrew. Sorry, I'm trying to multitask and it never works. Alex Gibbons.
We're not going to comment on that, Carl.
Alex,
you should be able to unmute yourself there.
Oh, I might have muted you just as you unmuted. Can you try it again, please? Sorry.
Alex.
Hello.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Busy with the podcast, but I'm well. I think it's a brilliant piece of software because Android has needed something for years because it's been behind for years. But I was just wondering, when you're, even with Siri, when you're in an area like where I live in a house and you've got lots of people with devices around you and you're going to use the voice thing, is it going to get confused? Is it going to drag? Is it not going to be able to answer your question? That's a problem I find quite a few times with Siri. So does it matter on the area? Do you need decent Wi-Fi, Bluetooth on all the time to make it work well?
Okay, great. So, Alex, two questions. So, one is whether if there is noise around, people are chatting, so will it take the, So, I'll tell you, I have tried it with, I'll give you a real case scenario where I have seen it work, where I've been doing Uber booking. I'm out on the street and this is in India and, on a crowded street, a lot of people going around chatting. And I think the technology today is far improved. The microphones have improved. The server speech to text conversion that we do, that has improved quite a bit. So actually, I haven't found wrong firing, misfiring happening. And especially when I'm trying to book Uber, and Uber is like that booking is really live. So so I think I'm pretty confident that it will work well. And I think you're well, sorry, I forgot. Your second question was
I think it was about whether you need Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, I guess. For
all right, so we did mention it that there are lots of patches, lots of parts of the world where internet is very patchy or it's very expensive. In Africa, for example, in certain parts of Central Asia, Southeast Asia. So what we have done is also created an offline mode, which requires no internet. So you can do, for example, contacts, phone calling, text messaging. We want to also bring in WhatsApp also into that. Now, none of that will actually require internet to be there. And hopefully many more features, you know, including a lot of phone settings, even things like, for example, turning off, let's say, Bluetooth, finding your location, etc. A lot of it one would be able to do without internet.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks for the question, Alex. Great to hear from you.
Thank you, Alex. We've got, let me just get rid of this one. Patsy Lindo, if you can just unmute yourself.
Another regular attendee. And then we'll have a look at the chat as well with Sharon. I know there's probably some chat messages waiting, so we will get to chat.
There's hundreds.
There is, indeed. Right. I have a list.
You might just summarise them, Sharon, your list, yeah.
Far more organised than I am.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Patsy, yeah.
Hi, all right. Good morning, everyone. Yes, I like the app. Sounds good. But I've got a couple of questions. One is, because it jumped into my mind, I don't know if it has in anybody else's mind, are there any security risks because banks now are tending to use voice for recognition. Would there be any issues with that and Siri?
So are there any risks, I suppose, in the data being transmitted from your phone to the Louis voice system, I suppose, is your question.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so I'll answer it, I think, in two ways. So one, there is no risk there, and I'll tell you why. We don't store any data at all of any kind. Now, the only place where this data goes, and it's actually end-to-end completely managed by Google itself. So what happens is that, when the microphone opens and that beep sound comes, that actually comes from the Google API. And what we speak goes directly to Google servers. We only get the, the converted text and then, of course, we perform the action. But what we have made sure, and it's there in our privacy policy, we do not keep any kind of data with us because we were very clear, because we were even asked questions like, are you going to, use the data? Are you going to sell the data? Stuff like that. And we are very clear. We are a social venture. This app is really for the good. If there is one way we want to be sustainable is through a very clear, transparent, and a very highly affordable pricing. And there is absolutely nothing that we will, keep with us.
Okay, right. That's the first question. The second one, can the app be used on Synaptic Android?
Honestly, we haven't tried it on Synaptic yet. In fact, very recently, a user in UK had actually told me that we should compare it. And he actually did a comparison of Louis versus Synaptic. And he actually, told us all the pluses and minuses. And basically, it was a very useful feedback in terms of what are the things we can learn, what are the things we are already doing better. Now, will it work with that is something we need to test it out.
Right. Okay. And finally, price of a cup of coffee. So when, in terms of currency, would that be a cup of coffee in a relevant country?
Absolutely. That's the thought we have. So you hit it right. So the thought is that, we have to price it locally. What is affordable? Because in every country that affordability metrics varies. And like I said, hopefully we'll hit a point where we are sustained, where, sustainable and, there's no pressure to sort of, even bring the price lower if we can.
Okay.
We are an accessibility app and one part of it is affordability, right?
And it's available across the Caribbean.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I noticed that things like Audible and Alexa are not available across the Caribbean for whatever reason that is. they cannot access those there. So this will be available.
Yeah, this will be. And in fact, we already have users there.
Okay.
So for example, I got friends there in Jamaica. We get a lot of feedback from there, from Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay. And in terms of a totally blind person, would you be able to help them to install the app remotely?
So the way this app is built is really, the core use case is of a blind person who cannot see the screen at all. Now, what we have done is an assumption that during the setup, the person is using a screen reader. So just to clarify, Lui can work both with and without a screen reader. It will automatically figure out which screen reader you are using and automatically adjust. So a lot of accessibility apps require screen reader to be turned off. And I think if you do that, then of course, it will be impossible to really set up any app on my own. But if a screen reader is on and the app is highly accessible, I should be able to do it on my own. And our experience so far is that most people have been able to set it up on their own without taking any sighted help.
Okay.
But if required, just to clarify, so we have a YouTube channel. We also, so every time an app gets installed, there's an automatic email that goes out. The idea is not to spam anybody, but it just sort of gives them all the necessary links, including, you know, how to get started off with Lui, the setup and so on. But yes, if needed, we would look at something like this. So far, honestly, we haven't got any such request.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much, Patsy. Great to hear from you. Okay. We might just have a quick look at the chat because I'm sure this question in the chat, I know Sharon has a
can
list.
Sorry, Carl. Yeah. Do Bikram.
Okay.
I'll just do Bikram's.
Bikram, sorry.
Bikram, if you can just unmute yourself.
Hello?
Yeah, we've got you. How are you?
Yes, hello. Thank you. I want to say, first of all, excellent app. Very good. But I've got a couple of questions, if you don't mind. So I don't know whether you're familiar with, I've got a Samsung Galaxy Note 20 Ultra from it. And as you know, it's very technically advanced. The thing that I find with things like Google and things like that is when you speak, sometimes, say if you're writing a text, it misinterprets what you're saying when you send it through a voice. So is that a problem with your app? Can your app determine that? That's the first question. Second question is, it's not really a question. I'm glad that you've got the Uber up there because now I will be able to save some money on a taxi ride and that can go towards your app.
Okay, so thanks. So I think that the first question then is around the accuracy of the dictation, I suppose, if you...
Yes. Actually, it is about what happens in the... You know, what happens is that if you have a screen reader running, what the screen reader says tends to go into the microphone of the Google Assistant. I think we are talking about that, right? Both the accuracy
no,
as well.
No. I don't use TalkBack. Or anything.
Okay.
I've got another thing that I've got on my phone, which is Google Accessibility, where there's a button at the bottom of the screen. If I want to read text, I'll press that button and then press the text and it will highlight it. Right. But what I'm saying to you is normally sometimes if I just say, you know, I don't want to say it now because it'll probably bring up my phone. But if you just say when I write a text, sometimes it misinterprets what you hear. And also what I found with Google Speech is sometimes it stops working and so you can't dictate your text.
Okay, I think, so we don't have any of these problems and I'll tell you why. So one, of course, Lui works continuously as we saw. Secondly, what happens is if you saw the commands that it is asking, because it gives the options and typically, you know, the commands are like you can say book, confirm, okay, select, reply, forward. So the commands are fairly basic and it's able to, there's a fair degree of accuracy is what I would say. So honestly, we haven't heard back. Most users have given us a feedback that's fairly accurate, even when you're trying to dictate, do a dictation.
Okay. Brilliant.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So we might move over to Sharon and see how the questions are on the chat window.
Hello. Yes, a lot of them have actually been answered by the brilliant questions that have been raised there. I don't know. Oh, just to say, Pramit, would it help using a headset? Like, you know, a microphone and earphones and a headset. Would that help with the accuracy?
Yeah, one can if they want to. I sometimes use a headset.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like it works.
But it worked in a noisy street anyway.
Yeah, and yeah. Especially while doing Uber booking, because I always feel that, look, mm-hmm. when you do, let's say, do a YouTube, right, your life is not in the balance because YouTube is okay. I mean, I can listen to the song video maybe a couple of minutes later. But when you're doing Uber booking, I think every second matters, and particularly if you have to cancel it and avoid or maybe, you know, getting your destination right. So it works pretty well.
Brilliant. I don't know whether I missed the answer to this question or if it was answered. Fati actually asked, is it in other languages or just English?
Ah, okay. Yes, I had missed that question. So it's right now in English. I think just like Rome wasn't built in a day. So we are trying to build it brick by brick. So what we want to do initially is just focus, like I said, on Android, on English, get it right. Start looking at iPhone as another platform. And in the second half of the year, we also looking at other languages. So as far as international languages are concerned, we start with Spanish first.
Right.
And by the way, there's a lot, huge amount of interest, right, from US right down to South America. Mm-hmm. And in fact, right now, I already have 4 or 5 volunteers who are, you know, offering to translate it into Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff. There was some discussion about versions, Android versions. Is it only supported on, was it 7?
Yes, it is Android 7 and above. Essentially, because from 7 onwards, Android changed their architecture quite drastically.
Right.
So the services that we use are only available on 7, not below. So 7 and above.
Great. And somebody got it working on a Nokia. Graham said he got it working on Nokia 5.3 and it worked great. So
that's good to know. I've got a Nokia 5.3 here, Sharon. I must test it.
Yeah. Great. Does that mean it won't work on a Polaris?
Polaris is currently on Android 5, so not at the
okay.
moment.
Yeah. Not yet. Patrick McGill suggested that you create a skill for, dare I say, Google Home and Amazon Echo, sorry.
Right. So this feedback has come. And like I said, we'll just do it one by one. I don't want to open up a lot of, lot of things that we are doing and then end up doing none of them well. It's better to just take it one after another. So this is also somewhere, you know, in our roadmap.
Great. And the app is, as you understand it, the app is free at the moment, but you're bringing in like a monthly cost, the cost of a cup of coffee. Just wondering, when do you think that will start? And will there be any additional features for that will encourage people to sign up if they already have it?
Yeah, absolutely. So what happens is we are typically working very hard. Like I said, almost 5 updates in a week. And every update is typically something or the other is being added. So the way it looks to me is that pricing is at least, it will probably be towards the end of the year, if at all, in this year. And the whole idea is that we do many more apps and solve many more problems. So I'll probably try to define what kind of things we are working on. So if I talk of, let's say, the user pain points, one of the feedback we got was, for example, being able to do Google search, being able to browse around, read articles, then being able to read documents that come attached, being able to even read a scanned PDF document, because which is nearly impossible to do. Then things like we have already mentioned about offline, we spoke about images being read, etc. Similarly, for example, you know, some people find it difficult to receive and disconnect calls, so that will make it easy. On the other hand, let's say, which are the next set of apps that we are thinking of voice enabling, and suggestions and ideas are welcome. So we are looking at Messenger, Facebook, possibly Telegram. We want to certainly do emails because those are really important. We already have introduced a Where Am I feature, which will tell you your current location. We want to integrate it with Google Maps. And with Uber as well, you know, the whole thing gets integrated. So mm-hmm. it can even navigate you around. Then we want to do a voice enable a food ordering app. This is something that has really been asked for by a lot of users globally, and possibly an e-commerce app as well.
Wow. Great. Yeah, people are asking about Facebook and email and
right.
Filling in, I think Bikram, is that filling in applications or... maybe raise your hand, Bikram, just for that question. And just to clarify, to access, so you need an Android version 7, was it? Sorry.
Seven and above, correct.
Like, I'm not great with remembering numbers. And yeah, so you go to the Google Play Store, you look up Louis. I just put in Louis and it came up. Louis voice control.
So it's called Louis voice control. You can also put in voice control. You know, so the Louis spelled out as L-O-U-I-E, but even if you put voice control, it will show up.
Great. And then you install it and off you go and give Pramit lots of feedback. Okay. Yes. I think that's all the chat for now. If we want to go back, to the hands or
thanks Sharon. That's absolutely brilliant. We have about another 10 or so minutes on the session, folks, so we'll have a look at the raised hands, and again, if you can keep your questions nice and quick, we'll make sure to get to everybody before we finish, because just be aware that it's almost 8:30 in Pramit's part of the world, and I'm sure those guys would like to have their evening supper if they haven't already. So we'll try and make this as quick as we can. So Carl, how are we doing for questions?
Right, we're going to go to David Stevenson. David, down to you to unmute yourself, sir.
I'm on music. Can you hear me?
We can. Yes, indeed.
Right. Good afternoon. You may have covered this already, and I apologize because I didn't join at the beginning of the session. Words that sound the same. So, for example, my name is Stevenson, but it's spelt with a PH, where the common word is spelt with a V, or Stuart, for example. Stuart can be spelt S-T-U or S-T-E-W. Is there ways of altering that? And is there any way when you've made the dictation that you can check which spelling has come out?
That's a great question.
It's a great question. And let me tell you, it's a challenge area, right? So this is something that we are working on. Because honestly, what happens, like you are saying, in India, what happens even sometimes the name is spoken in the same way. But North Indians will write it in one way, South Indians will write it another way. And typically the AI server, you know, even though it's using artificial intelligence, it does get confused. So this is something that will, I guess, as time goes by, technology is improving all the time, it will keep getting better.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Brilliant. Thanks for your question.
Thank you, David. Anna Louise Smith, if you could just unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hi,
my question is basically that each local area or country has apps. I mean, I'm on an iPhone, so I'm really be interested when you get it onto iPhone. But each area has its own apps. For example, in Britain, we have the BBC News app. How are you going to get sort of people around the world to kind of make it suitable for that area's local apps?
Right. I think this is a great question. So our plans are that, you know, some of these apps that I mentioned, some of the problems that we are solving, so those we are going to do on our own. In the meantime, we are also going to create an SDK which other apps can plug into. So the idea being that since we cannot do everything ourselves, some of those app developers who would like to integrate their app with Louis, and I have received, by the way, a lot of requests from across the world, So the idea is that they are able to do it, and the entire pressure is not on us. So yes, if you're asking me whether 1 year, 1.5 years down the line, something like that is possible, it would be.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna. And thank you, Pramit. It's great.
Excellent. Let me just get rid of that one. Terry-Ann.
Just need to unmute yourself, Terry-Ann.
There we go. Hello, everyone. Not a question, but just a comment regarding funding. I really hope that I'm in the United States, for example, that like American Council of the Blind or National Federation of the Blind here or other blindness organizations who sometimes provide funding for things. This would be a great thing for these types of organizations to support. And every so often you see, you can nominate companies for different grants and so forth. And I hope that this kind of thing can happen for you because it's a really a brilliant app.
Oh, that will really, really help if you can help us on that. So by the way, funding for us is always a challenge. I was running out of money in February. We fortunately just managed to raise money. This will keep us going for next few months. So right now, you know, we have investors in India, US and Singapore. But like you said, there are a whole lot of organizations in the visually impaired space who can give us grants. So if you could nominate us to some of them, connect us, I think it will really, really help us.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Terry. That's great, great, great point as well around funding, because these things are so important.
Right, that's that one done. Sorry, I was yet again trying to multitask, which never happens. Patrick McGill, if you could just unmute yourself.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Hey, Patrick, got you, yep. How are you?
That's great. This seems really great. It's something that's absolutely long overdue. It should be baked into these things out of the box, but unfortunately that's not the case. I'm just curious, I've got a question for Pramit. You're leveraging Google's AI to do a lot of the heavy lifting with the commands and recognition of voice. With a lot of my clients, I already have them set up with Google Assistant for quite a few things in their household. And as part of that, they've had to teach the assistant quite a few things like phonetic names and stuff like this. So their setup is quite custom. If they were to use your app, are you using a shadow profile as such via Google's Assistant API, or are they able to bring in the stuff and you can have Louis Voice use their Google Assistant, which has already had lots of teaching?
Okay, I think this is a great question. No, so right now we are actually not integrated with Google Assistant, but we are integrated with the Google speech to text servers, which I think Google Assistant would also be probably using the same servers. Now, so this is something we honestly, we'll have to try it out and see what the experience is.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks for the question, Patrick. Brilliant. Fantastic.
And Bikram again, last one. Bikram, back to you.
Yeah, sorry, because the lady asked me to put her hand up for the question. Sorry, Mark, because my vision, my spelling's not very good on the messaging thing. But so what I wanted to know, in the future, say, for example, I want to fill in, like today, I had to register for this webinar and I had to fill in the application. Will your app in the future, or could you develop a software that could fill in the application for me?
Yes, in fact, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. Now, there are two ways it can be done, and this is something that we will work out as we go along. So one is, of course, all the popular apps like that we mentioned, we would like to voice enable them. The other way we are working on, so by the way, Louis has a screen reader also, which we don't focus on so much. But what we are now trying to do is build that up in a way that it's fully integrated with the voice control app as well. So what will then happen is that there may be scenarios that where, let's say, you're primarily using the Louis screen reader, you hit upon a text box, and instead of, let's say, typing in things, automatically Louis comes on, recognizes it, and then types it out for you. So there are various things that we need to work on and figure out a way of, you know, in a very neat way, solve this problem.
Okay. And the other thing was, just going back to your funding issue, you know, if you, obviously this is a start, I'm thinking it's quite well developed at the minute, but if you could offer this as a product to the blind community and show that it has an effective on not only the blind community, but other communities as well, I'm sure local authorities and nationally would subsidise and fund people, because they do that, like, for over in England, we have travel, we have free bus passes, essential, we have other things that are in place for us to support us in our day-to-day, everyday life.
Right. So I hope so. And you're right. So it, apart from visually impaired, it can be used by motor disabled, even by elderly people, less educated people, you know, so I think, yes. So there's a lot of scope in a social sense. So, yes. So I would say any help where you can direct us to the right organizations which can help us with funding, that can really help.
Thank you.
Okay, Bikram, thank you very much. Appreciate those questions. Okay. I guess, Pramit, there may be people who might want to follow up with you afterwards. There have been some interesting queries there about funding, and maybe people can help you. And I suppose in particular, maybe people in the UK or here in Ireland who might want to help in relation to local funding or point you towards local funding sources. How can people get in touch with you guys?
Okay. So I think the easiest way to reach out to me is through my email, which is Pramit, P-R-A-M-I-T, at louisvoice.com. And Louis, like I said, is spelled out as L-O-U-I-E. You can also head over to our website, which is www.louisvoice.com. And Stuart, we are going to share, I think you probably have all our contact details through all the social media handles. And I mean, whatever is convenient, you'll get a very quick response from you. That I can 100% guarantee you.
Yeah, so if you're on the webinar Wednesday, if you get these emails every week, and I think most people who are here today do, we will send something out next week with all the contact info for Louis Voice. And if you, for some reason, don't get those emails and you want them, then please get in touch with us. You can email sales@sightandsound.co.uk and mark for the attention of Carl or Stuart, and one of us will be able to follow up on that. That's just about it for today. Thank you so much to Pramit and the team. I really appreciate the fact that it's gone 9 p.m., I think. For you guys. So appreciate you staying up so late for us, and thank you for your time. We're very happy to support Louis Voice and Pramit and the team, what they're doing for the blind and low vision community. We're back in 2 weeks' time on the 24th of February with a tech surgery special. And as I said earlier, we'll be joined on the day by Will Burton from our tech support team, who's going to be coming along to talk a bit about what he does and hopefully answer some questions as well, along with Carl and myself, and hopefully Sharon as well. So that's it. Thank you, everybody, for attending today. Thanks, of course, to Carl and Sharon. And we'll speak to you all in 2 weeks' time. Stay safe and stay well.